Why do we have this thing? Ken, I don't think it does anything.
It's worse if you turn it off, trust me.
It's rusty and falling apart. I can't focus with it on.
Feel free to turn it off, just turn it back on at the end of your shift.
Sure, sure, no problem. What are you gonna do in your free time, huh? You know, the 2 hours you have?
Eugene wanted to talk.
Really? Did something happen?
No, they just found some things they claim would be interesting to sell.
Uh-huh. Oh, while you're talking to them, could you ask about the attack on the station we heard about? A lot of stuff like that has been happening in that dimension.
I'll ask. I don't know how much they'll tell me, though.
Well, get what you can for me. I'm gonna get to work now. Bye!
Bye, Elliot.
Elliot here, switching in for Mr. Grumpy. Remember to grab a milkshake or something while you're here. They're honestly really good. Just a notice, please don't play with the dimensional door. None of you can actually go back through it, you know? You have to go through the elevator. There's no reason to touch it again. Please stop sticking things in the dimensional door. Breaking it is a bad idea. Aw, oh, jeez. 1 minute. Hi, what can I do for you?
More like, what can I do for you? Do you need me to kick those punks out?
Mr. M, I'm the security guard.
And?
And I can handle it.
Oh, alright. But call me if you need my help. I found my baseball bat.
All right. I will. Though, I think Kiera will kick them out without me calling. Oh, thank goodness. Thank you for stopping. We just got a new shipment of food items. Feel free to go browse. But I mean that in the looking sort of way, not the casually eating sort of way. You do have to pay for it. I just said not to eat anything before leaving, didn't I? Come on, guys, let's try going a day without breaking rules. That'd be so nice. One moment. Heya.
Elliot, you're doing well?
Mm-hmm. Guessing you ain't since you're contacting me.
What, I can't just talk to my favorite security guard? All right, so I do have an issue.
Thought so. What's up?
We're due for an HA inspection.
Okay. And? I mean, they usually go okay. They don't exactly like us, but we can't do much about that. And they can't do much about us.
I'm still not sure how that works. Not the point, though. The point is we need to get our shit together. They're organized military bases, all of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they are.
You don't see the problem?
I'm an engineering type, not a psychology type. You'll have to tell me here, unfortunately.
Our manager is literally named Manager and walks around threatening people with baseball bats. Our night security guard threatens to murder and disembowel people quite often. I'm guilty of such, but at least I'm not on the PA system, you know? Oh, we let a normal person in, that'll go over well, and our supplier of goods is a well-known intergalactic black market dealer. That's the problem.
That's always a problem, though.
Except for the new guy,
yeah. But he's fine, okay? I'm pretty sure they can't give us grief over this.
Uh-huh. Sure they can't. They give us grief over everything. They're a bunch of assholes. Can't expect anything else from them.
That may be a bit harsh.
One once threatened to shoot me with a stun gun because I said, fuck.
Okay. But come on. We get by these pretty easily. Usually.
You heard the news, didn't you?
Yeah.
They're cracking down on interdimensional travel. That means us. They're cracking down on us. And people are worried because we're not secure.
But we are secure.
For them, we aren't secure enough.
Look, I have to get back to work.
So do I. Look, Elliot, you're fine. Everyone here is fine. You're all great, but you know, we all know they don't like us. I'll let you get to it. Talk to you later, okay? I just wanted to tell you what's going down.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Bye. And Ken complains about his customers? Guys, can you just leave some stuff alone? The door is off limits for tampering. Go tamper with something outside the shop. I'll have you all know that manager threatened to come out with their baseball bat. I stopped them from doing that. Can y'all just be nice to the door? Honestly, I'm not even sure it would happen if you broke it. It's possible that the entire pocket dimension we're residing in at the moment will shrivel up and kill all of us. Or make us not exist in the first place. So can we not do this? Oh, thank goodness! I thought you'd still continue. Thanks for stopping. Oh, I just remembered. I have to do something. Be good while I'm distracted, okay? Or I'll get manager.
Hello?
You're the new guy, right?
Yeah. Did I do something wrong? I'm a bit new to this, so,
Oh no, you're fine. You're doing much better than I expected. Anyway, I just wanted to introduce myself. My name's Elliot.
I'm Icarus, if you wanted to know, I suppose. So, you're the other security guard?
Right. I'm what we consider the daytime security guard.
But the windows are blacked out, though.
Yeah?
How can you tell if it's day?
Oh, we can't. We just go based off our own time. You know? It works. So, I wanted to ask how you were holding up.
You were, but now you're not going to.
Oh, haha! Funny. But really, how's your first day, huh? Okay? Bad?
It's fine, honestly. You know, I was actually searching for a job anyway. Kinda lost my old one after running off. I mean, I wasn't expecting this, but it works.
You ran off?
Oh, that... I won't bore you with my sob story, dude. It's nothing.
We have a lot of sob stories around here. Feel free to take the floor with yours.
I would, but, you know, you have to be a level 5 friend to unlock that information. yeah, sorry.
Don't be. It's fine. I mean, I get it. I didn't want to talk at first with the people here either. They were strangers. I felt I'd be blowing my problems out of proportion, or they wouldn't understand.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Look, we all have our own issues, yeah? Internal or external, whatever. We all have them. No one's perfect. I'm here to talk to you if you ever need it, though.
Thanks.
No problem, Bob. But seriously, back on topic, how's your day? I need details on that.
Well, the other security guard is a bit frightening.
Aw, Ken? He's a big softy, honestly. You should see half the shit he lets Eugene get away with. Like, wow, it's a lot.
Eugene?
Yep, that's our supplier. Actually, chances are you'll be working with them for supply runs.
Are they, like...
Not frightening?
Yeah.
Eh, they're basically the personified version of peer pressure. But if you think you can survive that, they're totally fine.
Great. I'd like to live to see another day, or night, or whatever this is.
Yeah, look, I gotta go, but I'm glad you're doing okay. Contact me if you ever need anything. Bye!
See you later, alligator.
Ooh, I like working with you already. God, you people can be such dicks! Oh, sorry, ma'am. Anyway, stop destroying things. Treat this like a normal store. Manager just sent me a text informing me this is how teens act in normal stores. Well, you should stop. It's impolite, you know. You know, I've been here for 4 years, and all y'all haven't stopped pulling stunts like this. Doesn't it get a little boring? I can't believe you act like children. Aren't you past this stage in life? You know, us being here is like a privilege for y'all. Seriously, we aren't like other hotspots. For you, we're way better. So I think we deserve a little respect, you know? Okay, completely disregard my statement. Sure, you do that. Not like I'm the security guard or anything, right? Busy.
Boy, do I know. My ears work perfectly. Just here to say the baseball bat is still at ready.
Manager!
I will literally murder them. My shop, my rules. No one bothers you.
Gosh! Do you get like this with Kennedy?
No, of course not. He can handle himself.
So can I?
Well, yes, but he's also less adorable.
Oh, he's cute! Stop it!
Be careful. He'd have your head on a pike. Sorry. Forgot you and Eugene were on that one patch of safe whatever where he'd never dream of killing you.
Yeah. You're a different story.
Which is hurtful. I deserve special treatment.
Sure you do.
Come on, darling. I thought you liked me.
Sure. But that doesn't mean I place you on a pedestal. You do that just fine on your own, don't ya?
Ouch. I'm not that egotistical.
We both know you are. I'm surprised you haven't turned into a flower yet.
What?
Oh, it's an earth thing. There are various stories about gods and goddesses and stuff, and these guys, the Greeks, they had one about an egotistical guy turning into a flower.
Why?
He just sort of did. I didn't like the myths as much as my cousin did. I don't remember the details.
Huh. Well, that's something this damn translator doesn't tell me about you humans.
It isn't exactly important.
Culture influences society, which of course influences language. Therefore, totally important. You'll need to tell me more later.
Noted.
Now, do I get to beat up some teens or what?
Nope. No beating up teens! We need customers, manager! Let them stay unless they really break something.
Ugh, fine. But you owe me for holding back.
I'd owe you even if you did do it, though.
True. Now, don't you have a job to do?
Ah, yeah! You distracted me! I'll talk to you later, okay?
Bye-bye, dear. Don't hesitate to shoot me a call if you need help. Or, for that matter, shoot a customer if they're pissing you off.
Well, I'm back! Oh good, you stopped! You know, those words must be cursed, because every time I say them, you continue being assholes! Oh goodness, give me a sec! I'm coming out there! I can't believe your parents never taught you to be polite!